on WRHI Rock Hill, W261CY Rock Hill, the voice of York County.
An OTS media station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench for every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. Good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning, sir. How are we doing today?
Good.
Looks like you were getting around a little better this morning. So
I'm doing pretty good today. It might be because of that late last night. But
yeah. Maybe you've been sleeping too much.
I didn't sleep enough. I could go to sleep last night.
Oh, man. Well, the last night, if you're new to the state of South Carolina, you found out that fireworks are available, and they will be probably blowing up to about midnight last night, but...
I told him when we got home last night with the fireworks going off, I said, I'm glad that the heat pump is by the bedroom window.
Exactly, yeah.
Because it drowns all that stuff
out. Well, Dee built our house. It is amazing, really. But the dog used to get on the deck and bark, and we couldn't hear him inside the house.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing when you get older. I got tinnitus. Me and Teresa both have tinnitus, so we can just lay down and listen to the cicadas in your head and just go to
they
sleep.
They were going wide open last night.
Yeah, but it was a good night last night. And Rock Hill is kind of, I think, a little groggy. I didn't see many people out when I was driving in here. I saw their fireworks show last, I think, over 30 minutes. That was like a... Rock Hill must be doing well.
The one...
A 4 to 30 minute fireworks show.
When WRHI used to do it, it lasted hours.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But I think Stephen was the one that recorded the music.
Yeah, I did the music to it. I used to love all that stuff.
We were the condo then. We were standing at the driveway and watched
out. Everybody had the radio on and stuff.
Turn on the car radio.
Yeah, Rock Hill had their Red, White, and Boom downtown, and TEK had some. Buster Boy Bridge always has some out there, and have a lot of boats in the water. And I was at the lake last night. People were shooting off some fireworks. It's kind of nice to see the reflection on the lake and all that good stuff.
9:30?
Yeah. And it actually cooled off last night. It was kind of breezy, and as soon as the sun went down, it kind of got down in the mid to low 80s. That's kind of nice. So.
It was really nice this morning, too. I went out on the front porch for a little bit, my coffee, and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So. Now, the way things changed, we were home by 9:30. We used to didn't leave till 9:30.
Yeah, ain't that funny? I love being home at 9:30.
We've gone to eat at 4, been home by 5.
We ain't left. You can get yourself down to 2 meals a day that way. Have a little late breakfast
and we didn't even get
early dinner, and then you're done with it.
We wouldn't even leave the house till 7:30.
That's funny. Yeah, I know. Things do change over time. So, but the weather's going to be pretty today. Going to be kind of hot. Low 90s, which is not horrible. I mean, after we had that week, almost 100, the low 90s actually feels all right.
That was so, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So we got some little tropical storm is popping up on the coast today.
Supposed to be doing it now, but it's not.
It is. I think on the coast it is. It may not even reach up here. I heard Florence and stuff this morning. So
well, James.
Yeah, remnants. So
came on this morning. They were talking Myrtle Beach, and they changed it to the Outer Banks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I don't know where it's going to make it.
Well, look at your radar. Something spinning out there, and we should probably get some debris, remnants from that coming
out. Tropical storm, but I think it's going to get the northeast pretty hard.
So. Yeah, it said it was the second or third named one. I haven't kept up with them this year. I like that, really.
It's been like every day has been a tropical
Do you know
storm.
What it is, Matt?
Yeah, I think it's Chantel.
Chantel.
In the C's.
With a C-H in there.
Yeah. Oh. Or Chantel. Or
that's
Chantelli.
A pretty name. I like that name.
That's a good one for Myrtle Beach. That's kind of like a shag lady that shags real good name.
Way back when,
all right.
Way back when Hugo hit the Carolinas, my dad always said that Myrtle Beach had a horseshoe in the pants.
Yeah.
Because it had a direct hit since Hugo at 54. Yeah. Hugo wiped
Hugo, out. No, Hazel.
Hazel.
Hazel. Hazel. That was a bad one there.
We still got the newspaper article at the house about Hazel.
We lived in Wilmington.
Oh, man.
They left and moved back up here to the farm.
There, I've seen pictures down in Myrtle Beach and restaurants and stuff and places where they have a picture of it. But
everything was gone.
I was not here then, but shortly after that. I remember the building the piers back in the 60s. And
the old pavilion was there, and it took half of it away.
Yeah. They're building a lot of the piers back now. They're concrete. So I know Surfside just opened theirs. And
it's concrete?
It's concrete, yeah.
Is it?
It's not going anywhere. That's everything else around it might be gone, but it'll be a concrete
last time we were
walkway.
There, we were at Surfside.
Yeah. There's a lot of people. I think half of Rock Hill is in Myrtle Beach or surrounding areas down there this weekend. So
yeah.
It's a big weekend to go. I never like to go on the 4th. There's too many people down there. Mm-hmm. Yesterday.
Well, I heard them say yesterday, and it had to be on TV because I'm listening to the radio, that Myrtle Beach is actually 60 miles.
Oh, really?
30 miles to the north, 30 miles to the south.
Well, they're covering a lot of little towns in there.
Yeah.
Grand Strand.
But what they call the Grand Strand is actually 60 miles.
That's cool.
When the news
it's fun
was showing Surfside Beach was having a big 4th of July thing, you know, with the airplanes flying over and all this stuff. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, I know they do that. I've seen pictures of the military comes down there. It almost does like a parade down the beach so many miles with the aircraft coming down through there.
We used to stay there later years.
Yeah.
There's a company in the middle of the parking
lot. Yeah.
The 4 restaurants and 5 bars where they're walking this.
There you go. Celebrating America. So
we're
here for you today, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
May God thy gold refine. Tears of success.
Me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Boom! Like that, boy. That woke Rock Hill up.
Yeah.
So I played in a golf tournament a couple years ago over at the Shrine. I think it's a Shriners tournament over in River Hills, and they asked what's going to be your team song, and I was like, "Wow!" So I sent that song, Matt. I rock you like a hurricane. So what they did when your team got there on this one hole, they cranked it up while you hit balls on that hole. It's funny. Pretty cool. Pretty cool DJing little thing. So.
You played a lot of golf.
Hit a good one. I hit a good one on that hole.
I didn't know you hit good with it.
Yeah, man, I'm still good.
I feel good.
He used to. He and Jay were forced.
We're a force. We're still a force to be reckoned with in Captain Choice, but we've recruited some younger help to help us. I'll say congratulations to my granddaughter. Last Sunday, she was playing in a tournament at Sherall State Park, and me and my wife went down there, and her parents came home. But I got to witness her shooting a 74.
Wow.
That's her career low. That was
two over.
Yep, two over. That was fun to watch, man.
That's a neat place down there.
Yeah, that's a cool place. You know what's so cool about that place? There was no noise. They have a giant lake out there. There's no motorized vehicles in the lake. There's no airplanes or anything coming over. It's just a secluded, quiet place. Hour and 50 minutes. You get on Highway 9 and drive, and Sherall State Park. Got a great little golf course and some cabins. And
I've never been there, but I've heard about it.
Yeah.
There's a great restaurant right there in downtown Charlotte, River's Edge.
Okay, River's Edge. There's another, Cabin Creek is one that's right there near the state park. But,
And River's Edge, I think it's run by like Mennonites. And,
okay.
Best ribs you ever had.
Mm. And, I hear you.
We were down there hunting one time and went in there to eat, and lo and behold, Kevin Sutton was in there eating too.
Wow, man.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing down here, Neil?
Hidden gem. He just rode down there to get some ribs.
Yeah, he's down there for something for work, and just happened to be there at the same time.
I tell you what's not down there at the state park is squirrels.
Really?
So 5 hours we were there, never saw one squirrel, which I still can't believe it, but there's saw a bunch of hawks now. It might be a reason there's no squirrels, but my wife was very disappointed. She likes to see the squirrels.
You need to get our ass. We don't ever see squirrels.
We should have just put up a bird feeder. They would have been there, wouldn't they?
Way to keep the squirrels away from the bird feeder is sprinkle red pepper around it, and it'd keep the squirrels
Cayenne pepper.
Yep.
Okay, Lauren.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing to do. It does the bird dividend.
I got the message from Lauren to do that.
Lauren from Wild Birds Unlimited. Yeah, that's a thing. Birds, I think, don't have taste buds like squirrels, so they or they eat around it, one or the other.
They like the red pepper. It's good for their, from what Lauren said, it's good for their digestive system.
There you go.
About time to get her back.
Steve, too.
I was about to say, I might try that. Put the Metamucil up.
We don't even have any rabbits.
Oh, you don't? Well, I don't either, because I have outdoor cats.
A couple years ago, I saw a big rabbit in the driveway, and some guy here, but I see him two or three.
Well, you may have little foxes and stuff out there. There's a lot of wildlife out there.
We got boxes, where y'all live. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, the coyotes get going out there some evenings. Woo.
Yeah, I can hear some from my house. I live in the city, so. I wanted to remind everybody, I didn't say it earlier, but Carolina Fresh is closed today. We were closed yesterday and today for the holiday to give our faithful employees some time off. And that's a very nice time off. I actually took Thursday off, too. So
nice.
So I kept thinking yesterday, I got to get up and go to a radio show. I was thrown off and didn't remember what day it was, really. So
I have that problem sometimes.
Yeah, Tyler Cup asked me. I talked to him about 8:15 yesterday morning. He said, "Aren't you supposed to be doing the gardener's bit?" No. It's Friday. Yeah. So I think it's got us all messed up a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good kind of messed up, though. So. It is still time to fertilize your yard. You can even fertilize the fescue. We have an iron product. All it does is help it stay green. It's a good time to do it now, and it'll last about till fall coming up. And Bermuda zoysia grasses, they love the fertilizer and water. We're still getting a really good amount of rain this year compared to past years. So
quite a bit.
Yeah, we're in this pattern. It's probably going to continue.
Supposed to be having some come in tomorrow.
Yeah, from that little tropical storm.
Today.
Yeah.
No, tomorrow.
Nah, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow after Lanoon, maybe so. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench. From Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We got Matt Rockin here.
He's all rolled.
He's gone today. For a week. He's tan, rested, and ready.
Yeah.
My wife had a she has a T-shirt. Actually, still has this T-shirt. It's a picture of Nixon, and it was like in the 80s. It said Nixon's tan, rested, and ready for running for office again.
it was the 70s.
No, I said it was a joke shirt. He was been rested for. He's ready to come back. He's ready to come back. So,
but it was a nice week off. It was hot. Yeah. It's so hot the fish weren't biting.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know. I heard that. I'm not a fisherman, but when it gets hot, they don't. I guess what they do, go to the bottom and relax.
I guess so.
They get deeper.
But yeah. I mean, hey. You get to go, fish aren't biting, you get to go relax on the beach.
Yeah.
Or relax.
There's other options to do fishing out there.
Great.
No golf for Matt?
No golf for Matt down there.
He plays once a year, whether you need to or not.
That's right. That's right. I think ours is coming up in October.
For Williams and Fudge.
That's right.
No golf, no alcohol. That would be a boring trip.
I'm sure he still had a good time.
We got a big tournament coming up in August. I'm going to ask you to play in probably the Dorothy Day Soup Kitchen fundraiser.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's
going to be good.
That's going to be a good one.
We're just sitting here talking about this year's like rolling right along. We're in July the 5th now. So
it's gone now.
School starts back 1st of August, and right around the corner is Friday night football, believe it or not.
So, what happened to the rule they passed that all of them had to wait till later in August to open?
They changed. They did a thing. It's almost, I wouldn't say it's year-round school, but it's they start early and they get break October-ish. They get like a week in there, and then they get a couple weeks at Christmas, and they get a break March or February to get another week. So it's
Well, the thing that they were opening all over the month of August. It's unreal. And the biggest behind it were the beaches and the Carowinds.
Yeah, One reason behind it was they used the kids for work, to be honest with you.
They lost their employees.
I guess kids don't work anymore, though, so. You have a lot of older people working doing those jobs now, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But, that new school calendar, it really cuts down on, you know, it puts you on a time crunch for vacations.
Yeah, it does.
Puts you on a time crunch for kids wanting summer jobs and kind of prohibits them a little bit. So I'm sure there's some good aspects to it. But
well, I mean, as coming from somebody who had two parents working with kids, it's a pain because you got to go to work and your kids are home. Like, what are you supposed to do? Like, teenagers home alone is not a great thing.
Give them chores.
Yeah, give them some stuff to do.
We were teenagers and we were home, but we had a list on the refrigerator.
Yeah, there you go.
We couldn't have done it in 10 years.
You had job security.
You got two good things not gonna, done on
the jobs aren't going to work out. Hey, what was one of the chores you hated when you were a kid?
Painting the dang fence.
Painting the fence.
Woo, what's your language?
You should have done a Tom Sawyer thing or something.
You say
Got people out there painting it for you.
He was too cheap to buy paint, so we had this lemonade stuff that they used to paint roads with.
Yeah.
And they quit because of the our kinds of bad things in it for you.
Oh, gosh. And there you and your brother out there painting.
We've been covered from head to toe with that stuff.
At least you weren't in an enclosed space. That was good.
No, it was out. But Lord, it was 300 feet long.
Yeah.
It was a long thing.
Y'all had to mow the grass and all that too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We got a ride mower right before I went up to college. Yeah.
That's why all we had was push mower. I think my dad tricked me into liking cutting grass. I think that's what he did. So I still like cutting grass. So he does too, though. So he won't even let me cut his yard.
We had push mowers too.
Yeah.
Our dad tricked us too. He'd say, "Oh, you could put on a tank top and some shorts and get you some sun while you're out there cutting grass."
And well, that's good.
Is that why you over cut grass today?
Hey, you can't get a tan. Yeah, you can't get a tan doing that. So if you're gonna cut your grass today, get on out there and get it done. It's got a lot of heat
coming.
I'm
trying to get her on a 61-inch.
Yeah, get her on that lawnmower. Well, that's an easy way to cut grass.
That's all I tell her. She has the whole front yard done in 30 minutes.
That's a fun thing to do.
It wouldn't take that long with that thing.
Yeah.
She just won't do it.
Yeah. Now, one thing you need to remember as we come into summer, you've been mowing and mowing and mowing. Make sure you check your oil in that lawnmower. Make sure you check that air filter. That's important. So.
Yeah.
Clean that air filter out. It's probably got dust and everything in there.
I think he actually replaces it every summer.
Really? That's a good thing to do. Yeah.
He cleans it out a couple. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of junk.
Take care of your equipment and it'll take care of you. So.
My dad always told me that about cars too. You take care of the car, it'll take care of you.
Well, it does. Yeah. No, certain things do happen to cars every now and then, or trucks.
Some things that are out of your control. Yeah,
transmissions.
Yeah. Sometimes transmissions don't hang in there, but you should definitely make sure you get your oil changed and all that good stuff. So,
well, if you had insurance, you'd be able to do the original bid.
Yeah, that's a good thing, though. So, I hope everybody had a good holiday today. Yesterday, Carolina Fresh is closed today, so not sure about our other sponsors, but you can check
Wild
on
Birds
their website.
Open.
Wild Birds is open today. I'm sure AirTech Heating and Air is busy.
I don't think she closes anymore.
This is their time of year, AirTech. So if you have a problem with your heating and air, you need to give them a ring and get in line, probably, because they probably got some lot of people.
Your neighbor open
like
too.
To do in the winter.
Domer.
Domer Dream. I think he's still open over there. Still pray for them. They're fighting through their fire they had over there. A lot of good people took care of them, and he told me I keep getting products so he can keep working. So he's working through it. They usually have a big 4th of July party. It's kind of disappointing they didn't have it yesterday, obviously.
You lost out on a party.
No, they didn't have a party.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You lost out on
the party. Yeah, I lost out on I guess I should have had one at the store over there. But
I was too bad, but I'm trying.
It's a lot of work, man. All right, we're going to take our last break, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is so innovative, it not only improves the lives of veterans, it transforms the lives of healthcare professionals who serve them with access to the latest technologies and remarkable benefits. Transform your future at vacareers.va.gov.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
It is gorgeous outside. Get out there and get your yard work done. Spend some time with your family this weekend.
We're like you. We left this morning, though. Any traffic anywhere.
No, put your sunglasses on, though, because it's bright.
And Bob's Diner is closed for vacation.
Yeah. I tried to go there the other day. It was a lot of people take Ebenezer Grills closed this whole weekend. So
Captain Steve's.
Okay, is it?
They're closed for a month.
Goodness.
Who is?
Captain Steve's.
Probably counting their money.
Not that.
Sonny's Dutch Mills closed.
Trying to get the grease off the walls.
Really?
Yeah. Down closed.
Changing the oil in the grill fryer.
She closed the week at
good for them, man. Restaurant work is not for the faint of heart.
No, it's not.
She takes all the staff to the beach.
People are rude, and you have to put up with a lot, and it's a lot of hard work, and people don't come to work like they should. So.
She takes them all to the beach.
Yeah. Well, that's great, man. Take care of your employees. I'll take care of you.
Somebody does.
Thank you for all my employees at Carolina Fresh being very good and coming in on time and working hard. So
some of the girls at Papa's over there work free. They always get fed.
Oh, man. Well,
she feeds them.
It is good food over there. So.
Yeah.
But we are Carolina Fresh is closed again, just letting everybody know. So.
Well, you told me you come to lunch in July. Well, it's July.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to catch you then. That'd be a good idea.
We go on Tuesday.
All right.
Okay, by that time, so we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina.